Hello?
Again, this is Ron David.
Hi, is this Evo?
From NCA, ma'am, NCA. Ron David.
Sorry.
Okay. So, you'll get your cab, ma'am. You'll get your cab.
Yeah.
Okay, lovely. So, you just put him in speaker. You put him in speaker. And open the Red Any Desk application one more time. We got disconnected. Okay. So once you open up the Red Any Desk application, you got the security warning. You open that Red Any Desk application.
Hang on. I'm just getting home.
Okay. You reached home?
Home, yep.
Okay, lovely.
Okay, so I'm on my superannuation, yeah?
Yeah, now you just do one thing. You connect your mobile phone to the headphone first. Do you have any headphone?
Yeah.
Earphone? So you are like AirPods or anything? You connect your mobile phone to the AirPods first.
Connect my phone to, sorry?
To your headphone. To your headphone, or you put me on speaker, whatever you feel comfortable, you do that.
Yeah.
Okay. Now you just open the Any Desk application, the Red Any Desk application, which you opened it before.
Okay.
Sorry, I beg your pardon.
Yeah. Oh, I got my key.
Now, did you open the Red Any Desk application, ma'am?
Sorry, what was that?
Red Any Desk application. Open that. Red Any Desk application.
Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Okay, I got you.
Okay. So, now once you got the security warning, tick that box. At the bottom, I am aware of the risk, then accept, and then start broadcast. Do the same way.
Wouldn't it be quicker to ring my bank to stop any fraud from taking anything from it?
I want to just show you something, and then you will decide. Then you will decide that it is good for you to talk to the bank or not. I want to just show you something. First, you just simply do those things. Yeah. Because if I'm going to show you something, and then you will be understood how the bank people are involving into those things.
Yeah.
They are doing a lots of activities, unusual activities. And that's why. In the last week, we have caught a banker. I have already told you the name. Mrs. Joe Baker, who is the chief executive of the financial of the Commonwealth Bank. So go to your home screen, swipe it from bottom to top.
Okay. Yep.
Yeah. And go to your home screen.
Yep.
First,
okay.
First you log into your SunCrop. I want to just ask you to for the verification one thing. And do you use any of the application called Zip, ma'am? Zip like that? Any Zip application?
Yeah.
You do Zip?
No, Zip, Afterpay.
You never ever registered yourself from the Zip?
I think maybe a long time ago.
Okay. All right. So you log into your SunCrop.
Okay, yep.
Yeah. Tell me which is your main account, from which account you make your payments. Like from the
spending.
Savings or from the
Spendings.
It is your main account, Spendings?
Sorry?
Which is your main account, I'm asking you?
Spending.
Okay. Click on the Spendings.
Spendings.
Yeah.
Yep.
tap on the spending.
Loading.
Yeah, because your internet is working very slow. So no problem, you just give a click on the back arrow. That means spending is your main account, correct?
Yes, correct.
Yeah, so give a click on the back arrow. Give a click on the back arrow. Left and top back arrow. Can you just sit somewhere, ma'am? Can you just sit somewhere?
Yeah.
So that I can explain. It is very important. If you're not listening to me, then you are going to lose all of your things, right? So you need to focus what I'm trying to explain to you. Click on the back arrow.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. All right. And I just want to ask you, when was the last time you broke your investment, madam? Just tell me.
I've never blocked it.
Never begged it.
It just sits in my account.
Okay. So no problem. You go to your home screen. First of all, I want to show you something. You go to your home screen.
Yep, I'm on my home screen.
Like onto your home screen means onto your log out from your bank and go to your normal home screen. And open up the Google. Let me just show you something. Open up the Google first.
Yep.
Now on the Google, you need to type there Jessica, J-E-S-S-I-C-A, Jessica. Then give a space. Yeah. Give a space. Harper, H-A-R-P-E-R. Now it will be coming up Jessica Harper Lloyds Bank. Can you see that?
Oh, got it.
Jessica, yeah. Click on that Jessica Harper Lloyds Bank. Now I want to just simply inform you something. Jessica Harper is the Lloyds Bank, the bank which is located at London, all right? In the London, United Kingdoms. And she is a bank manager of the Lloyds Bank who is just courted for the fraud of £2.4 million. And what she do? She just selling the details of the customers to the hackers. Let me just show you. Can you see the first option? BBC News, Lloyds Bank worker Jessica Harper jailed for £2.4 million fraud. Click on that. Click on that. Now you just read the whole thing, then you will be understood why I'm telling you not talk to the bankers. Just read the whole thing. You know, more than 10,000 people's details she have sold to the hackers. Okay, what she do normally, you know that? Like you and me, there are lots of people having just to give a trust on the bank and submitted their phones and submitted their details there. But the bankers, what they normally do, lots of bankers are involved in this matter, they are just simply doing illegal activities inside your account, okay, and try to just simply sell your details to the different people, to the different fraudsters, and just try to earn some funds, understand? And that is the reason, again and again, you are facing the same problem. You got my point, ma'am?
Yeah, I got it. Yeah.
Yeah. That's why if you just talk to the bank to just simply tell them what they're going to do, they're going to lock your account, they're going to lock your card, but they are not going to providing you a security like that so that they can just simply help you to upgrade it. So you just go to the Google page. So we need to just make a trap for those hackers so that we can help. First of all, I need to cancel that Zip account. Okay, you just go to your home screen.
That Zip account is very old, so I don't know if even sellers.
I'll just simply check. You go to your home screen.
Yeah.
Come out from the Google page, ma'am. Home screen, ma'am, means your normal home screen where you see all of your wallpapers. Now open the App Store. Open the App Store. You just open the App Store.
Yeah, but yeah.
Okay. Now once you type in over there ZIP, Z-I-P, on that Games App Stories and More. Type in there ZIP.
Type in, sorry?
ZIP, Z-I-P. Now click on ZIP Pay. Press on ZIP Pay.
Wait, ZIP Pay?
Fraud my account.
So what do you need to download ZIP Pay for?
Oh, it's just saying where it's where they're taking money from.
Yeah, you don't need to download ZIP Pay for that.
Yeah, I don't know.
Let me tell you, ma'am. First of all, the thing, there will be some of the unauthorized purchase has been made from the eBay, PayPal, and ZipPay. Because you told me, how I get to know that you have used it? Because we have found your number, your information has registered with the, and that's why we need to just verify onto the account so that we can cancel the account properly, okay? And in future, nothing will be getting lost or nothing will be getting loose. Understand?
Yeah.
You are not using that ZIP. You need to understand that. But your information either has been registered over there. So if somebody wants to steal it, they can easily steal that information without letting you know. So that's why I need to check the account and that's why I need to make it cancel for you.
Yeah.
You got my point? Yeah. So you just simply install that application and let me just check whether the account has been registered with your information or not. Install that.
Yep, ready.
Now, once you see any open options, just do let me know.
Okay.
Do you see any option like login?
Yeah.
Press on login. Login, that login.
Was compromised. I can't get into that.
That account is also getting compromised?
It's already been compromised.
Okay, so you put your email address and the password, try to log in. You remember your email ID or password?
I'll remember the email, but I won't remember the password.
No problem. Now click on password, press on password, password box. Now, wait for a second. Now reset your password. You will put your email address one more time.
I can't get into that email though.
You are not able to get inside that email either?
Anymore, no.
Why? Your email is also getting compromised.
So yeah, it's been compromised twice. So 3 years ago and then January. And then the NAB the other day they tried to access $1,400 and they shut that whole account down.
So your NAB account is also closed. You just go to your home screen then. You go to your home screen.
Yep, right, yeah.
Yeah, try to log into your NAB application. Try to log into your NAB application.
Yep.
Now, once you get inside your lab application, just do let me know. Put your ID password, and then log in.
I don't have any of those.
Like they have already just simply blocked your account. They do not provide you any online banking ID password.
My God, the account's closed.
Oh, the account has been closed. The account has been closed, right? Okay, you go to the home screen.
Right.
I open the crop. You open the Sun Crop app. Just try to log in the Sun Crop app so that we can go ahead and protect your account. So do you understand what I have just explained you, ma'am? What I explained you?
Yeah, I know.
Okay, just wait for a second. Try to log in one more time.
Sorry, you've been locked out, I've been locked out.
Like why it has been logged up? You can see what the bankers have been done. Do you see that? Your account has been logged in. You haven't done anything. You haven't done a single thing to have logged your account.
Well, it's just saying they locked out.
Yeah, you just call them. Call them to reactivate. Just tell them what is the reason why you have logged my account.
Okay.
Yeah.